Blackstone Audio presents The Homecoming by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Anne Dorr. Chapter 1. What's the good of a home if you are never in it? George and Whedon Grossmith. Brookfield House, home of the Beverleys, was an unassuming place. Nothing like their previous grand property, Manling. It was a square, country building of grey stone, with neat sash windows and a plain front door without pediment or portico. It was hardly the setting for the dramatic scene that was taking place in front of it. The great Duke of Sevenshire stood there, tall, haughty, and every inch the aristocrat, from his tall beaver hat and proud nose to his glossy Hessian boots. Standing in front of him was the Beverleys' governess, elderly but fashionably dressed, and with clever, sparkling eyes in a wrinkled face and, under a modish cap, brown hair which did not show a trace of grey. The youngest of the Beverley sisters, Lizzie, stood defiantly beside her governess, her green eyes blazing, for this haughty duke had found her visiting Manling, her old home, told her it was now his property, and had told her to get off it. Lady Beverley was all amazement, her pale eyes goggling, for the Duke of Sevenshire, whom she had often longed to meet, was actually here on her doorstep and claiming that the governess, Miss Trumbull, was his aunt.
I repeat my question, Aunt.